This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish Abraham. Talks between the US and Ukraine to sign a deal on rare earth minerals have collapsed after a testy exchange between President Donald Trump and President Volodymyr Zelensky in Washington yesterday. Ukraine President Zelensky said he told President Trump that there should be no compromise with Russian President Vladimir Putin in negotiating a resolution to the war. The meeting came ahead of the deal, US-Ukraine deal on sharing Ukraine's mineral riches. In a social media post after the meeting, President Trump said that President Zelensky can come back to the White House when he's ready for peace. A scheduled joint news conference of the two leaders also cancelled after the meeting. Later in a social media post, President Zelensky thanked America, Congress, and the American people for their support to Ukraine. He said that Ukraine needs just and lasting peace, and they are working exactly for that. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, in New Delhi yesterday. During the talks, both sides committed to deepening engagement in trade, investment, technology and innovation, clean and green energy, connectivity and people-to-people ties. India and EU set an ambitious agenda for 2025 and beyond. After the talks, in a joint statement, the Prime Minister said the two-decade-old strategic partnership between India and the EU is natural and organic. The Prime Minister mentioned that several decisions had been made to elevate and accelerate the partnership between India and the EU. The Prime Minister added that to enhance connectivity, concrete steps will be taken to move forward with the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. Mr. Modi emphasized that cooperation on cybersecurity, maritime security and counterterrorism will be advanced. In her remarks, the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, said, under the leadership of PM Modi, the relationship has been thriving. India and Europe are bound by shared convictions and values. PM Modi will virtually address a day-long post-budget webinar on agriculture and rural prosperity in New Delhi today. The webinar aims to engage stakeholders in a focused discussion and strategizing the effective implementation of the 2025 budget announcements. It will focus on agriculture growth and rural prosperity, ensuring a collaborative approach to realize the vision outlined in the budget. The event will also be joined by all the union ministers. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will present his views at the event this afternoon. The goal of this webinar is to facilitate dialogue, gather insights, and ensure timely and coordinated actions towards achieving the set goals. PM Modi highlighted that Sufi tradition has created a distinct identity for itself in India. He said this while attending the Jahan-e-Khusro Sufi Music Festival at Sundar Nursery, New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Modi said the culture and civilization of any country is enriched through its songs and music. He appreciated Jahan-e-Khusro, saying that events like this are important for the country's culture and art, and this program has made a place in the hearts of people, which is its biggest success. Prime Minister also extended his greetings to the entire nation on the occasion of Ramzan, which is about to begin. The Grand Sufi Music Festival is celebrating its 25th anniversary this year. Organized by the Rumi Foundation, the festival will run until tomorrow. It has brought together artists from around the world to honor the legacy of Amir Khusro. Founded in 2001 by renowned filmmaker and artist Muzaffar Ali, the festival continues to celebrate Sufi culture and music. During the event, the Prime Minister visited the TEH Tehe Bazaar, which features one district, one product crafts, exquisite artifacts from across the country, short films on handicrafts and handlooms, and more. PM Modi will attend the NXT conclave at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. During the program, the channel NewsX World will also be launched. In a social media post, the PM complimented the ITV network and foundation for bringing together people from different walks of life for this conclave. He further expressed hope that this conclave will be characterized by fruitful deliberations. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has directed to take strict action against the entire network that helps Bangladeshi and Rohingya intruders to enter in the country and facilitate their stay. He said the issue of illegal intruders is linked to national security and it should be dealt with strict approach. And that is the end of this news bulletin.